This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Frank Snyder, FRANKSN, by DEER, date of birth 01/28/1956. Date of appointment February 21st, 2023, requesting physician Rita O'Neill, RITAONEIL. Dear Rita O'Neill, I have the pleasure of seeing Frank Snyder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 67-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 1/15/2023. Due to the confusion and change in mental status, he was also having hallucination. He fell down at home also. He was admitted to the hospital and started on antibiotic, and he was slowly improved. He was sent home. His MRI of the brain done, which did not show any stroke. Today he is here for follow-up. He is feeling much better. He uses a walker for walking. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, confusion, erectile dysfunction, groin pain, hydrocephal, hypertension, right leg swelling, testicular scrotal pain, tinea, cruris, and UTI. Past surgical history, herniorrhaphy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, apixaban, atorvastatin. Digoxin, diltiazem, furosemide, lisinopril, metoprolol, potassium chloride, acetaminophen, omeprazole, metformin. Aspirin, nitrofurantoin. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is single, lives alone, have two children. Family history, mother disease, had cancer, father disease due to leukemia, six sister, four brother, he does not know much about him. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurology, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that that he was confused, he was hallucination, he has a frequent fall. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, but edema of the legs present, right more than the left. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no facial, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is a left ptosis present. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose node is metria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick, and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of encephalopathy. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, frequent fall. Next paragraph. His encephalopathy was due to the infection and he received antibiotic in the hospital and now he is back to baseline. His frequent fall is due to peripheral sensory neuropathy and sensory gait ataxia. I advised him to use walker and cane all the time. Continue the present care. I would like to see him back in my office in about 6 months. Patient is back to baseline. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.